Hi everyone, Seemin here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Cam, the Scholarly Ape, and here is what he's got to say. Hello, Seemin. While watching your 30-second Memes of the Week episode, you showed a screenshot of a research paper about how a previous sexual partner can influence another man's offspring at around the 9-minute and 54-second mark. I immediately searched the web for it and downloaded its original publication, which has a different title. It's called Revisiting Telogeny: Offspring Inherit Acquired Characteristics of Their Mother's Previous Mate. For those unfamiliar with it, the paper discusses experiments conducted on nereid flies and proved that a nutritionally rich diet versus nutritionally poor diet of a female's first male sexual partner can affect the phenotype of the offspring sired as much as 2 weeks later by the female's second male sexual partner, and that these effects can persist into the offspring's adult phenotype. All this occurs when the first male mates with the female while her ovules or eggs are immature and permeable by the molecules in the first male semen, then influence the development of the female's ovules. In this way, when the female's ovules become mature and she mates with the second male, whose sperm actually fertilizes one of her eggs, the resulting offspring exhibits the qualities of its father, the second male, but is also under the influence of the phenotype of the mother's first sexual partner. I emailed the lead author about this to say that I really enjoyed it, and asked some of my questions concerning it. To my astonishment, she replied by saying that she was unable to obtain research funds to continue the research, and no longer works in science. And then I asked her, could it be that the people making the funding decisions did not like these sorts of questions, or the revelations that could emerge from them? She didn't respond to that. The study was conducted on nereid flies, and the authors did not actually rule out the possibility of humans being subjected to a similar phenomenon. The last sentence of our discussion section literally says the potential for such efforts exists. Human females' fertilization takes place internally, and they generally have multiple male sexual partners during their reproductive years. So according to the research, such telogenous effects can and almost certainly exist in humans. For example, another point from the paper explains that the demonstrated influence of the female fly's first male sexual partner on the offspring's phenotype could have effects on both male and female's dating strategies. It is in their youth that they bang the bad boys. This is consistent with the 80-20 and 90-10 rules. I wanted to know whether follow-up studies investigated the nature of the phenotypic effects offspring flies acquired when multiple males mated with their mother while her ovules were immature, then later fertilized in maturity by their father. Is the acquired phenotype the average of those initial males, or simply that of the most dominant of those initial males? I also wonder when a human female's ovules are immature, as opposed to fully mature. What could be some chemical or other cues a human male might have to inform him that a female might have previously mated with a lower conditioned male? Anyway, thank you for bringing this paper to my attention, Seemin. I'm curious to see how you summarize my write-up without losing too much of its content. Cheers. Well, Cam, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men prefer virgins because if they have children with such a woman, there won't be another man's DNA swimming in her meat curtain souffle clown world show. If it's possible that human offspring take on traits from previous mates, then it's not just your genes that are being passed down when you impregnate a woman, but Chad and Tyrone's as well. In the study you mentioned, Cam, it says that the DNA would impact the young flies as long as 2 weeks after the encounter. But I doubt the same thing's going to happen because human eggs are in her ovaries. After all, she also only releases one egg per month. So the odds of the sperm or other DNA getting in there into her ovaries are slim to none. But it is well documented that if you use a surrogate mother, that some of the woman's DNA that carries the child also gets imprinted on the surrogate child. How much, we don't know. Hopefully it's not too significant. So if you want to know how much of an impact women's sexual partners had on their current partner's children, then studying the quantity of DNA being passed down by a surrogate mother might be a good place to start. So what if 2 or 3% of the DNA in your child belongs to some other dude? 50% is still coming from her. It's really not going to make that big of a difference. What I would have loved for the study to mention is what percentage of the DNA from previous male flies were in the ointment of the new ones. No pun intended. but that would have taken some genetic mapping. Cam, maybe you have the answer to that and can send it to me in email. Or maybe you can ask the woman that produced the study. I would really like to quantify it. As for women that have had many partners, we know there's dudes' DNA swimming in their bodies from every partner that she's ever had unprotected sex with. But the odds of that being passed down to your child with her is pretty much slim to none. I think the greater reason to have children with the virgin is not DNA from previous dudes, but the emotional baggage she carries from previous dudes that prevents her from bonding with you. If she bonds easily with you, then this is in the best interest of the child because it strengthens your bond. It means you're more likely to stay together, which creates healthier kids. Personally, I never cared about how many partners a woman had in her past, but that was before I learned about their inability to bond with men after 3 to 5 partners. The odds of finding a woman with fewer partners than 5 in her mid to late 20s is almost impossible these days, unless she had controlling parents that watched her every move, and didn't let her leave the house alone without knowing where she was at all times. It does still happen, but it's extremely rare. Cam, this topic is extremely speculative because we don't have the science to back it up in human females. So what can I honestly say except that the ovaries protect the eggs from unwanted male genetic material? As for what hints you'd have if the child was partially a result of a woman mating with another man, I'd leave that to the DNA testing. I'd get a genetic test to see what his or her genetic heritage was. You'd have to cross-reference it with yours as well as hers, as in your partner, and if there was DNA in there that doesn't actually technically belong to either of you, then through deductive reasoning it must belong to the Tyrannosaurus that swung his trunk in her college-age junk. I think that would make perfect sense. It's rather easy. Someone please correct me if you think my hypothesis is incorrect. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. As for the last little bit, I want to talk briefly about how YouTube has been constantly monetizing my content on my Same Man 2 channel for about 2 months as of scripting this video. About 10% of the videos get demonetized still, but the majority are good. I've been running an extra Memes of the Week video each week, but when I do that, it means it takes away from my regular content. So it makes more ad revenue, but it gives me less of an opportunity to promote my coaching calls, and I don't receive money for a topic request. I've been debating just doing Memes of the Week videos for 7 days a week, but I've been hesitant to do so because then I would primarily be relying on YouTube ad revenue, which could disappear at any time. Besides, YouTube views for a lot of channels have been going down recently, at least for the channels that I follow. I don't know if it's the algorithm, or if it's just the people are losing interest over that sort of content over time. I think it's a little bit of both. Up until recently on my main Sandman channel, I put out a memes video, and it would actually get 15 to 20,000 views, but it wasn't monetized. Now the same videos on Sandman 2 are getting close to that total, so it looks like YouTube has shifted to views where they can actually make some money. But you never know when they might take monetization away. I think the reason they're letting me make money is because they're seeing people make money on Rumble and X now. So they might be getting scared that people like Tucker Carlson will only be posting on platforms other than YouTube. I think that TikTok, X, and Rumble are starting to eat into their market share, if ever so slowly. So they're allowing monetization on some content that they would have found somewhat objectionable before. I have no way to prove that, but that's my thinking. Then again, Hammerhand was recently demonetized on YouTube, so you never know what's really going on. Then again, on a relatively recent X post, it sounded like he was condoning violence, ending some thoughts out there. I mentioned that there's no need to end them because if they stick around, we can profit from selling cat food to them. But if you condone or promote violence, then it's understandable to be demonetized or banned from any platform. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Cam the Scholarly Ape for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that men don't want to smash a used up gash because they don't want their kids born with Chad's chin. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the high body count women where Tyrone, the drug peddler, slips some of his DNA into your male air away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.